AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Good morning, it is 17th of September, and in case you didn't know the importance of this day, it is the 68th birthday of Prime Minister Modi. And pens, sonnets, and t-shirts are being written and printed all around India. One such gift to the dear Prime Minister comes from perhaps his closest friend, Amit Shah, who has written an editorial column in today's Times of India on the dear Prime Minister. So what if he has written it in the devil's tongue? What you didn't hear the Vice President of India? Venkaiya Naidu, the Vice President of India, on Friday, speaking on Hindi Divas, had called English language an illness left behind by the British. The same VP, who comes from a family known to singularly hate Nehru, sprang another surprise over the weekend, this time in Serbia. Even as Nehru's statues were being removed in his hometown, Allahabad, it was International Day of Democracy on Saturday, and Venkaiya Naidu had to invoke Nehru in Serbia, saying Nehru's call to build societies where freedom is real rings true and relevant even today. Meanwhile, in Gujarat, candidates appearing in a competitive examination held for clerical posts in Gandhinagar's civic body on Sunday were asked a question related to Patidar leader Hardik Patel. The multiple choice question was, which political leader offered water to Hardik Patel, who recently sat on fast? The four choices offered to candidates were Sharad Yadav, Shatrughan Sinha, Lalu Prasad Yadav and Vijay Rupani. The right answer is Sharad Yadav, a former union minister and ex-chief of JDU. But in Uttar Pradesh, it was Behen Mayawati who refused to be called Bua by Chandrasekhar, the other Dalit leader of Bhim Army. Bahujan Samajwadi Party Chief Mayawati on Sunday said she would join the proposed anti-Bharatiya Janata Party front only if she gets a respectable number of seats, while dismissing Bhim Army Chief Chandrasekhar as a stooge of the ruling party. Well, now that we have covered some spin masters and stooges, let's turn our attention to the news coming in from Bihar, where Nitish Kumar, the man who wants to be the Prime Minister and the man who gave us the Prime Minister, Prashant Kishore, have finally found each other, and it seems like a match made in heaven. Both of them are frequent fence hoppers and are equally non-committed in their politics or philosophy. But in a polity where blood is given preference and is trusted over relationships built on common vision and understanding, Bihar may just be offering a different spectacle with Kishore, the fabled election strategist who's now joining Nitish's JDU. He's likely to be given a role in the Bihar government in the next few weeks. The formal induction took place at the state executive on Sunday, with Nitish telling his party men, quote, Prashant is the way forward. For now, it also seems Nitish is playing his cards very smartly and may soon want to make the slogan Nitish is the way forward, but only time will tell. All the King's men and all the King's army couldn't match or stop the celebrations at Jawaharlal Nehru University despite trying to steal the ballots. Yes, Left Unity swept the JNU-SU elections on Sunday, 16th of September, with N. Sai Balaji elected as the president, Sarika Chaudhary as the vice president, Ejaz Ahmed as the general secretary and Amuta Jaydeep as the joint secretary. Earlier on the 15th of September, the counting was halted after members of the ABVP allegedly attacked members of the election committee and attempted to snatch away sealed ballot boxes and ballot papers from within the vote counting center. And from supposed anti-nationals, it is now time for us to move to anti-rationals. And there are several names that come in mind. One is, of course, Double Shree. But the latest super baba in our midst is Jaggi Vasudev, the guy who rode his fuel-guzzling Mercedes-Benz Jeep to save rivers. But now he was trying to educate people how to escape the traps of unemployment. Having made a remarkable career and fortune by doing nothing, the Isha Foundation founder Sadhguru Jaggi Vasudev on Sunday said the reason for hue and cry over unemployment was because of people's preference for one kind of job when there were many others around. Sadhguru further said India never had role models in its culture because the idea was about constantly trying to evolve oneself. Quote, having a role model is like a mango tree wanting to become like a coconut tree, he said. But sir, what about those people who take you and the Prime Minister as a role model? Are they coconuts or pure nuts? With these probing questions, let's move to a quick coverage of the international news section where Emmanuel Macron, the French president, was facing flak for advising aspiring gardener to look for jobs at hotels and restaurants. French President Macron was facing fresh criticism yesterday after telling an aspiring gardener that he could easily find a job if he would simply start looking in high-demand sectors like restaurants or construction. And the gardener is not the only one worried. Some Britishers too are really getting worked up about many things, including jobs, and it has all to do with Brexit. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has called for another referendum on Britain's European Union membership, saying the Prime Minister's handling of Brexit negotiations had become, quote, mired in confusion and deadlock, unquote, and was leading the country down a damaging path. Britain is due to leave the EU on the 29th of March next year, but with Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit plan still not accepted, some lawmakers, as well as union and business leaders, are arguing for people to have a final say on any deal with Brussels. Khan said Britain was now facing either a bad deal or a no-deal Brexit, both of which were incredibly risky. And on to the last news for the day. Typhoon Mangkhut is losing power after making landfall in China and leaving Hong Kong with roads blocked, buildings damaged and low-lying areas flooded. The death toll in Philippines rose to more than 50, but China may have to gear up for a buffoon making a landfall on it. US President Donald Trump is likely to announce new tariffs on about $200 billion of Chinese imports as early as today, according to a senior administration that told Reuters on Saturday. Trump has demanded that China cut its $375 billion trade surplus with the United States, end policies aimed at acquiring US technologies and intellectual property, and roll back high-tech industrial subsidies. Well, that's all from us for today. Please don't delete us from your contact list, as Bhakts are deleting Anoop Jalota Jagrata from their playlist. Although one got to admire the new trend here, singing romantic ballads is very passe. Jagratas are the thing these days. Look at Anoop Jalota. He was able to get a girlfriend called Jaslyn, who's 26 years old, and both of them will be hitting the big boss starting. Haters are gonna hate. Just keep calm and do Jagrata. And if nothing else, do some productive calm instead. Back tomorrow. Goodbye from TakeApart.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.